For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Always remember to set your dials at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning because we are here bringing you the latest and greatest with health and wellness. If you want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, you can always go to the Village Green website, our gracious sponsor, by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, it will take you to our archive show section, and you can download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Today, we are talking to Stuart Tomp. He has been involved in the research and education department for one of the leading manufacturers of fish oil in the world, and we're going to be talking about omega-3s, omega-3 fatty acids. We've talked about many times on the show, but Stuart is always a wealth of knowledge because, listen, we all omega-3s are one of the most popular selling supplements that Americans take. So more people are taking a fish oil supplement really than almost anything else. Probably only a multivitamin trumps fish oil as far as biggest percentage of sales of supplement companies, of supplement sales in the United States. So probably most people listening here have ever thought about taking at some point or are taking a fish oil supplement. And the last year, 2013, as Stuart and I are going to talk about, there was a lot of heat on fish oils. There was news about prostate cancer. There was news about potentially it not being helpful for certain cardiac issues, which we've always thought fish oil was good for. And I think it's important to have an expert like Stuart on who knows the issues inside and out, who looks at the research, looks at the studies inside and out, and can help us give us the distilled version of what does this mean. You know, we know that a lot of things in the news media get blown out of proportion, good and bad. And a lot of times with supplements, sometimes there are legitimate concerns about vitamins and nutrients that are put out in the media. But a lot of times the research and the studies that are advertised in the media that are become these huge stories with huge momentum, when you actually look at the science behind them, it's pretty weak. And somebody like Stuart, who knows the nutritional and fish oil industry inside and out, can really help us understand the ins and outs of it. Now, also, just so happens, this week, there's been a couple new things that have come out relating fish oil that are very positive. So perhaps we can talk about those as well and discuss, you know, what is the role of omega-3 fatty acids in our goal or our general desire to live healthier. And that's why we all take supplements, right? Most of us take supplements because we want to be doing something for ourselves that seems to make us healthier. We want to improve our quality of life or extend our improved quality of life as we get older, right? It's not always about how long am I going to live. What's also really important, not just how long I'm going to live, but how good is my quality of life going to be for the years that I'm here? What good is it living to 95 if you've been miserable since you were 80? Right? So trying to stay active, keep our quality of life, enjoy what time we have, that's why most of us take supplements. And the reality is a lot of supplements do good and can benefit us in many different ways and support our quality of life and our health as we age and even as we grow, especially with fish oil from basically conception. So Stuart, as always, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Oh, Dr. Kevin, I always look forward to our conversations. This one, I think, is a very, very important one because it became very clear to me last year that we need to sort of reframe the omega-3 conversation. We need to, as we call it at Nordic Natural, set our course true north. And I thought to spark our conversation today, I wanted to read just a quick excerpt from my favorite book on the subject. So my favorite fish oil science book is called Fish, Omega-3, and Human Health, second edition by William E. Lanz. Mm. And Dr. Lanz has become a mentor to me, and he was born in 1929. So his entire life, he says, followed the fat story. Remember, it was in 1929 that Burr and Burr first made the observation of the essentiality of fat to begin with. So here's how Dr. Lanz, I believe, sets the conversation that we should have today. He says, two-thirds of the Earth is covered by ocean. And to the present day, they provide us with routes to new adventures and new explorations. One is the significance of ocean-generated polyunsaturated fatty acids in human health, which led to my irresistible urge to explore the idea of what is a normal way of life at home compared with what is normal in faraway places. This book details that exploration. Please notice how the smell of the sea drifts in and out around the dry facts of this story. The facts serve as safe harbors in which we can anchor our imagination after each trip in this story takes us beyond our customary land. My adventure is recorded here. Please join me and then explore beyond where I could not go and tell me what you see. Isn't that beautiful?
That is. It's a great introduction to the book. So what does he do in the book?
Well, in the book, he sets the stage for the biochemistry in such a prophetic, poetic, and profound way by explaining that in coastal areas around the world where people eat more marine-based foods, higher, not only in the polyunsaturated fatty acids, but specifically the highly unsaturated fatty acids, EPA, DPA, and DHA, that those coastal villages anywhere in the world, when you track their health outcomes versus people that eat more of a land-based diet that is higher in omega-6, arachidonic acid, and higher in omega-6LA from seed oils that we're drowning in, he points out the very obvious truth that you have different health outcomes. You die differently if you are on one diet versus another diet. He's not making a value judgment like a lot of books do about what's right and what's wrong. He just basically says you eat a lot of fish, you don't eat as many omega-6s, you don't have thrombotic events at nearly the same rate. Heart attacks and strokes are not the top killers by any stretch of the imagination. That gives us hope that if we can go back to that biochemistry and the epidemiology, we can stop being reactionary to poor science or salacious media.
Salacious media. A good term. So let's talk about salacious media, because 2013 was a year for it, especially in regards to fish oil. Should we start with the prostate cancer story?
We should. And I think the one statement I want to throw in before we cover the prostate cancer study was a slide that the trade organization, I mean, I work for industry. I don't try to pretend to do something else. I work for a fish oil company. Our trade organization called the Global Organization for EPA and DHA, we call it GOED. They sent me a slide last year that shows aspirin, penicillin, amoxicillin. It lists all these drugs in the vitamin E, vitamin D, folic acid, vitamin D. Puts everything in order of like the number of randomized control trials. Omega-3 has more randomized control trials than any supplement. The only thing that you can buy without a prescription that's had more research is aspirin. So before people start cherry-picking one study after another, I think looking at the totality of evidence is very important. So with over 2,500 randomized control trials, July 10th, 2013, I was on vacation, and I got a text message from my office, and they said, you picked a good time to take a vacation, because turn on the computer anywhere, and you're going to see these stories that say omega-3 is implicated in prostate cancer. And you know what I did, Kevin? This is important, Doc. I decided not to weigh in, not to think about it, not to read about it, not to look at it until I came back from my vacation.
Good for you. That's why it's called vacation.
Well, how many of us actually do that?
Yeah, I know.
Because when I came back to work and I looked at this, for those that maybe only heard the headlines, let me just give you a little bit of the backstory, okay? This was an observational study, not an intervention. And they investigated the relationship between plasma phospholipid fatty acids, not red blood cell, So there's a huge distinction there. The plasma phospholipid fatty acid measurement shows basically what you ate over the last day. A red blood cell test shows you, it's a snapshot of the tissue, which is the issue. So they did a short-term test. They looked at cancer risk in 834 men that were diagnosed with prostate cancer from a trial that was originally set out to explore selenium and vitamin E. We call that the SELECT trial. So these researchers did leave a caveat in their writing. They said, you know, we may go back and re-examine this data, so at least that was appropriate. But the goal was to look at selenium and vitamin E. So fish consumption, fish oil wasn't even on the menu. Now the participants, this is what they found, with the highest amount of omega-3 were 44% more likely to develop low-grade and 71% more likely to develop high-grade prostate cancer than those with the lowest concentrations.
Sounds scary.
That was, isn't that scary?
Yeah.
When you hear it, right?
Yeah.
Now, I think it's harder to understand than to seek to understand rather than to be understood. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So what I did was I started digging through all of, because, you know, you're practicing medicine. A lot of people that we work with, they're clinicians, or they don't have time to study all this stuff. So I'm going to start this part of our conversation with, here's a quote from Theodore Brasky, very smart, PhD. He's one of the lead authors. Here's a direct quote from one of the lead authors. He says, it's important to note, however, that these results do not address the question of whether omega-3s play a detrimental role in prostate cancer prognosis, said study author Theodore Brasky, PhD, in a press release.
Okay. So when you're going to come back, when we come back from the break, Stuart, you're going to explain how that statement that you just made that came from the data that is very concerning, how the data actually doesn't spell out this idea that if you take fish oil, you're at higher risk for prostate cancer, right?
Yes.
Okay, so don't go anywhere. When we come back, Stuart's going to be explaining what the study really means and why it is still safe to still be taking your fish oil and why it actually may confer benefits beyond what the study showed. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work?
pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads, it can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dials. In the last segment, we were leading up to a very, very important conversation. I have on the phone with me today Stuart Tomp. He is a researcher and educator. He's been involved with Nordic Naturals, a leading manufacturer of fish oil, for the last 10 years. Stuart's been interviewed on over 3,000 times on air, including about 4 or 5 times on our show, but he's also been on NPR, Let's Talk Nutrition, Health Talk, The Bob Martin Show, The Heart Show, The Duke and Doctor Show. In addition, he's appeared on almost 50 television shows, including Know the Cause with Doug Kaufman and Nutritional Living with Dr. Ward Bond, among new segments on major networks like CBS, NBC, Fox stations, and their affiliates. Stuart has presented at over 250 natural health and product shows. He's well known for his print interviews and articles in trade and health publications. So, Stuart, it's a pleasure to have you on with us today, and I just want to get right into it. I mean, the last segment, we were talking about the study on prostate cancer and fish oil, and you read the statistics that the study researchers came up with, that, you know, people with higher levels of omega-3 in their plasma had, what, about a 40% risk of developing low-grade prostate cancer and a 77% greater percentage risk of developing advanced or aggressive prostate cancer. How can fish oils be safe in light of this data?
Well, the men were only tested once when the study was started, years before diagnosis. So that could be problematic. The test was not the accurate blood spot test that we recommend at Nordic Naturals. The test that they used only measured the short-term omega-3 consumption in the past 48 hours. Now, this is where it gets really fascinating to me. All of the men had normal PSA levels at the start of the study, although 72% of the men who eventually developed prostate cancer already had PSA levels of 2 or greater when the blood was initially tested, within the range, but higher.
Mm.
Now, the men who developed cancer had first-degree relatives who also had prostate cancer. They all had genetic predisposition.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at going back, it's one of the original authors of the SELECT trial. So this was the investigator that put the data together around which they have now data mined.
Mm-hmm.
He has said, you know, they were highly educated men. So let's put it in context. Highly educated men who have high PSA and a first-degree relative who had prostate cancer are likely to eat a healthier diet. So this makes one think, is there more omega-3 in the tissues? And it was so slight. It was like a hair's breadth away. And how could that make a huge difference? But were they eating more fish? Were they eating more fish oil because of the purported benefits of omega-3? Remember, the intervention study, they were looking at selenium and vitamin E. They were never looking at fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that's the most interesting in terms of the biochemistry, it makes me think of that recent report that came out that showed us that vitamin D levels may be low in people that are sick. It doesn't mean that if you're low in vitamin D that that's why you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is going on, we believe, at Nordic Naturals with things like cancer, that there's a chance that you may be elongating or freeing more DHA because of DHA's role in initiating programmed cell death and its unique mechanism to help launch in the nuclear receptor a lot of the gene transcription involved in getting rid of the cells that are corrupted.
So that's a theory that the higher plasma levels aren't due necessarily to the fact that people are consuming more fish, but possibly a reaction of the body to deal with might have been a precancerous or abnormal cell growth at the outset.
Yeah, that has been postulated. And what's interesting about this conversation, because it's still, in the final analysis, a study that showed association and not causation.
Right.
We then go back to the epidemiology which in my observation, you know, not being a formally trained scientist and just coming to this, you know, with a big open mind, I was always struck over the, I mean, especially over the last decade, where those observations, you know, when this started with the Inuit that ate 13 grams of omega-3 per day, that has been essentially dismissed. And you as a clinician, people come in, you recommend they eat more omega-3, less omega-6, they feel better, they have better test results, they may even get relief from their symptoms and it could help them. And you're being told, oh, no, 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 that could be confirmational bias, doc. What we need are the numbers. We need to actually see the data. So I thought for fun, I went to the World Health Organization's website, and you dig around, there's all kinds of cool stuff there. And they have a incidence and mortality rates of prostate cancer worldwide. And you list them all out, and this is an interesting correlation. Again, not causation, but correlation. Interestingly enough, doc, the countries with the highest omega-6 consumption and lowest omega-3 have the highest incidences of prostate cancer. They may not have the highest mortality because you've got to get to some of the developing countries where they don't have the same access to medical care.
Right.
But the countries that have the highest omega-3 and the lowest omega-6 have both the lowest incidence and lowest mortality from prostate cancer. Isn't that fascinating?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a weird year when you turn on the computer the day after this was published, a review article, and this is this title, the day after this came out, Mechanisms of Omega-3 Polyunsaturated Fatty Acids in Prostate Cancer Prevention. And then the paper goes on to talk about, listen, this is just a direct quote, cancer incidence and mortality are high in the Western world, where high omega-6 to omega-3 PUFA ratio in the Western diet may be a contributing factor, as we just discussed. They say there's much evidence to suggest that omega-3 PUFA has anti-proliferative effects in cancer cell lines, animal and human models. Overall, there seem to be an exceptionally broad potential for the mechanisms mediating cancer prevention by omega-3 PUFA. The day after. What are we to do?
Exactly. So let me ask you a couple questions. I guess the first question would be, here's one correlation study, not causation as you've talked about, meaning they mined data from a study that was primarily looking at outcomes related to selenium and vitamin E, right?
Correct.
So we're, and there seems even from the study authors that there's some questions behind tying this idea that taking or consuming more omega-3s increases risk prostate cancer. So we look at this one study and we say, okay, maybe there's some flaws in the study. Maybe it wasn't a study designed to really look at omega-3s in prostate. Perhaps there's some issues with the design and the way we got the data, but you know, maybe we shouldn't completely ignore it. Let's look at the other data. So you just talked about that a little bit, but is there other research out there, Stuart, talking and showing where the study was well-designed, looking for a correlation specifically to fish oil consumption or omega-3 consumption and prostate cancer? Is there any other research out there?
No. So that's what makes it so fascinating, because what I'm watching, in my humble opinion, is because of so much access to information, you know, one thought can get into the zeitgeist. You know, one person can tweet that they don't like the baggage fees at some airline. It creates a viral storm, and then airline changes course.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is one of the bad and good things about having so much interconnectedness.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is it's the selectivity. I was reading a report today, early this morning, from the World Economic Forum, and on their list of the top 10 concerns for the entire world, one of them was misinformation on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read, for example, October 29th, 2013, in Cancer Prevention Research, effects of a low-fat fish oil diet. Now, this is interesting. First time they were looking at lower fat intake but high fish oil. So perhaps lower trans, lower saturated fat,
right,
but high fish oil. On pro-inflammatory eicosanoids and cell cycle progression score in men undergoing radical prostatectomy. And it says, in summary, a 4 to 6 week course of low-fat fish oil dietary intervention high omega-3 fish oil, lower fat in general, decreased serum pro-inflammatory eicosanoids, and the prostate cancer tissue CCP score, the measurement you'd actually be taking to find out if the prostate cancer is getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't get reported at all.
Right.
And that can be concerning, not to us, your patients, the people. I talk to trained people that work at health food stores, pharmacies. They're already on board. When I'm at the gym and someone sees me there, you know, we're done with the workout, we're sitting around a little bit, and some guy looks at me and he says, "Hey, Tom, you're the fish oil guy. I saw that thing the other day. My wife threw it in the garbage."
Yep.
She said, "You can't take that anymore." I say, "Hey, my buddy is over at the gym. He's the fish oil guy. He looks healthy. He's telling me all the time about the virtues of omega-3, but I'm scared now. I won't touch that stuff." Those are the people that need it the most that are being their lives are being placed at risk.
Yeah, and let's take a step back from, you know, a data that was extracted from a study that wasn't even primarily designed to assess the outcomes that they came to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just take a step back from everything and think about what we know about humans and what we know about what humans have eaten over the last 3 million years.
Well, you know, it's so funny when you say that. That makes perfect sense. But the AMA and the American Heart Association and health recommendations worldwide, they could care less about that.
Well, I understand, but let's take some logic, some basic logic, not just saying what does the double-blind placebo-controlled trials tell us, because in, yes, many ways when you're introducing a new ingredient into the world, which is a pharmaceutical, these are substances that we make in a laboratory that are completely artificial. Not that that means they're all bad, but they are new to the body and we don't know how they interact. You need to detail and study exactly what the mechanisms are going to be, the positive effects that we're looking for on the body in way of managing a symptom associated with the disease, but also the negative effects. When you're talking about something like a fish oil supplement, we're not talking about something that's foreign to the body. We're talking about a substance that humans have been consuming for the last 3 million years. And we know based on human history and based on all of the very, very solid scientific research that helps us understand the inflammatory and anti-inflammatory balancing cascades of the body, you need a very specific ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s. And we know by looking at an American diet, we see a vastly disparaging gap between the amount of omega-3s and omega-6s that we consume. Because as you've alluded to, Stuart, omega-6s are rich in grains, and we consume so many grain products, and there's very little food that we consume that contains omega-3s. Even if somebody eats the recommended 2 servings of fish per week that, let's say, you know, England says for their for Britons to eat twice a week, if you're going to the store and you're buying farm-raised salmon and you're thinking that you're getting omega-3s from that, you are not. You're getting more omega-6s. So
now on that part, Doc, luckily there's been so much public pressure that the feed has been changing, and there is a trend. This is relatively new information. So what you're saying was very accurate. We used to look at the what we call the Lands equation, and we were looking at the omega-3-6 balance between farmed and wild salmon using the U.S. Department of Agriculture's database.
Right.
And it was offensive, like you said.
Yep.
But then there was so much public pressure that now they're using more algae-based. They're using more fish meal, even though the oil is going up in price because they're using it for fish oil and for drugs.
Right.
But they're trying to get the balance right. So I thought, even before we go there, which is 100% accurate, I want to step back because I'm doing this for the whole company for this whole year. I want to step back to what we're made of. Even before the cascade of do you resolve inflammation even more efficiently because life happens, according to Professor Michael Crawford, he's the other guy I tell everyone to read about, Michael Crawford. He was the recipient last year of the Brain of the Year Award. He shares that with Stephen Hawkins. Mm. So, no lightweight. This is what Crawford says. He says, while amino acids could be synthesized over 4 billion years ago, only oxidative metabolism allows for the synthesis of highly unsaturated fatty acids, thus producing novel lipid molecular species, this is DHA in particular, for specialized cell membranes. DHA provided the core for the development of the photoreceptor, and the conversion of photons into electricity stimulated the evolution of the nervous system and ultimately your brain. The unique structure of DHA allows for communication of electrons, which explains the precise depolarization of retinal membranes. That's why you can see. And the cohesive organized neural signaling, which only characterizes something minor called higher intelligence.
Right.
Therefore, understanding that omega-3 may be the master of DNA, according to the brain of the year, how is it, Doc, that in the face of omega-3's known biological functions, that we have data emerging that suggests that the purported health benefits are just that, and you may not even need the stuff?
Right. Doesn't make sense. So when we come back, Stuart, we're going to pick it up again, and we're going to talk about some of the benefits that we know of in fish oil. And I like to bring it up because it contradicts this idea that this natural substance that humans have been consuming that we know is an integral part of every single cell membrane and is the most abundant fat in the brain, that consuming just adequate amounts of it or even sub-adequate amounts of it could vastly benefit a system of our body like our brain, who concentrates more DHA than any other system of our body, but it could hurt our prostate. It doesn't add up. That's not the way our body works. So we're going to go through and we're going to detail some of the other positive findings on fish oil, and we're going to continue this conversation. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back in just a flash.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness. Handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and welcome you back every single Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Listen, guys, if you're just tuning in or you're loving the show and you want to hear what else we've talked about in the past 5 years, because we do the show every single week, you can go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, it will take you to the archive show section where you can download and listen to all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Today, we have been talking about omega-3s, an important topic. Yes, I've had many guests on the show where we just
just talk about the benefits, the research, this. This discussion today talks about both sides of the story. Last year, 2013, was a year of negative press for fish oils, one of the most remarkable ones being the study on prostate cancer. And my special guest, Stuart Tomk, who has been a leading researcher and educator in the department for in the Nordic Naturals Fish Oil Company for the last 10 years, is helping us understand some of the research and what's going on. Now, Stuart, before that, has been involved with the nutraceutical industry for years, and I would call him very, very fondly the biggest omega-3 geek that I know. I hope you don't take offense to that, Stuart, but I don't know anybody who gets more fired up about omega-3s than you. Stuart's been interviewed over 3,000 times on the radio, including NPR, Let's Talk Nutrition. He's been on TV shows, CBS, NBC, Fox affiliates. So he's very well respected in the industry, and I'm honored to have you on today. So, Stuart, in the last segment, we've sort of talking about the philosophical idea of how could something that is researched, you know, as you said before, more clinical trials on fish oil than any other OTC except aspirin, right? And right. And vast majority of them are showing benefit. I mean, we even know that fish oil is one of the only natural supplements that's actually FDA approved to treat a condition. And there's actually a pharmaceutical medicine called Lovaza, which basically all it is a fish oil. All it is a fish oil supplement. Not basically, that's all it is an omega-3 fatty acid supplement derived from fish. And that is a prescription for treating high triglycerides. So, you know, I mean, we know that the vast majority of research and data on fish oil is incredibly positive, which is no surprise because, as you're going to tell us, fish oil or omega-3 fatty acids that come from fish oil are one of the most integral parts of our body's cellular health. So explain to us, Stuart, what are some of the primary roles that omega-3, DHA, and EPA play in human health and physiology?
Well, there are four really accepted biological functions. The first is that they are incorporated as structural components of our trillions and trillions of cell membranes, increasing and optimizing fluidity and allowing for the proper functioning of proteins. I was recently at a talk where they were showing high levels of omega-3 with patients on serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors. And they were postulating that in their preliminary research, they could get people on half the amount of Prozac by increasing the omega-3, by optimizing these G-protein coupling receptor sites. You have saturated and unsaturated fats that make up the cell membrane. The longest chain of the unsaturated fats, the highly unsaturates, specifically DHA, are the most limiting in our diet. So the theory is the more long-chain omega-3 in the cell membrane, the more effective it is. The second mechanism, they are oxidized, this is now very fascinating, to generate these bioactive metabolites. So EPA make these things called eicosanoids. DHA make things that are loosely called docosanoids. And what do? They help regulate inflammation in your entire body. Just a minor little player. I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek there.
Yep.
The next mechanism is they modulate enzyme activity, so including they inhibit protein kinase and prevent increases in calcium and potassium in cells. You don't want a massive increase of calcium in your cells unless you want to kill that cell.
Right.
And the last part is they regulate the expression of genes involved in inflammation, cell proliferation like we talked about, cell death, apoptosis, and oxidative stress. So I can't point to one nutrient that we eat that has a more pleiotropic, broad-spectrum effect on our entire physiology.
Yep. And when we talk about fish oil, all of those roles are, omega-3s. Fish oil happens to be an incredibly abundant source of omega-3s, which is why we oftentimes refer to them as fish oils, but omega-3 fatty acids, the DHA and EPA, they cannot be synthesized by the body. They must be consumed in our diet. And that is where a lot of leading researchers at very prestigious places discuss why fish oil supplementation is oftentimes necessary, because we know that the sources of omega-3s from our diet is not nearly as abundant as it used to be. So, which makes fish oil one of the most prime candidates, or omega-3s one of the most prime candidates to be used as a nutritional supplement to augment the diet.
Now, the only one little tweaky caveat to that I think you're going to find fascinating. Joe Hiblin at NIH put a paper out with a young gun, Chris Ramsden, a really hot researcher, and they helped me think of it a little bit differently. They showed because the linoleate, especially soybean oil consumption, is up 1,000-fold from 1909 to 1999, that omega-3 levels are essentially the same as they were in 1909. They just don't seem to do much of anything in the tissue anymore because they're crowded out and drowned out by all the omega-6s, which makes it interesting because technically then we don't want to call it an omega-3 deficiency. We want to call it an omega-6 tsunami that's creating too much signal-to-noise ratio.
Yeah, which is, you know, Stuart, you've been one of the best guests on the show and talking about this previously where it's not just about shoving fish oil supplements or eating fatty fish, you know, more regularly. Really, to what all the research has been showing us is to get the gains associated with omega-3 fatty acid supplements, i.e. fish oil supplements, or eating more fish in your diet, you have to reduce your omega-6 intake, and you have to balance the ratios, which is what you've always stressed and always talked about. You've got to look and reduce the omega-6 intake and increase the omega-3 intake to get the beneficial effects. And that's basically what you're saying here, correct?
And when you tease that out, yesterday I was having, again, the same philosophical conversation we had, existential dilemma with omega-3s. So the top omega-3 blood spot testing laboratory in the world, I know the top doctor over there who was taught by Ralph Holman, who came up with the name omega-3, who was taught by Burr, who discovered the essentiality of fat. So the leading lipidologist I know in the field. And he said, Stu, he said, when we can tease out the patients, think about that. When you look at people that are going into an intervention trial, they give them 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day. And you've got people in there that A, eat 10 times more omega-6 than the next guy. B, they convert DGLA omega-6 to arachidonic acid at 50 times the rate. We call them fast converters. Once you tease out those allelic differences, once you make sure the background diet or the starting tissue level is stable, and then you give them the omega-3, then we will have to revisit this conversation. Because in those subgroups, we see unbelievable benefits,
right,
which get lost in the noise of a huge study.
Right, of just this group took it and this group didn't, not assessing for all of the other aspects that could influence the role of an omega-3 fatty acid supplement in that person's health, which you've alluded to. What, because omega-3s are a dietary, primarily dietary-based nutrient, what else are other people doing with their diet can dramatically impact what the results of a study show, as you've just talked about. And number two, what is that person's genetic predispositions? Because that can affect how omega-3 fatty acids are metabolized and their downstream health effects that occur as a result of those genetic abnormalities, or not abnormalities, but genetic variation. So let's talk about, in this segment, I wanted to get to this idea that how could something so good for every cell and so good in so many ways be selectively damaging to the prostate but incredibly beneficial to the brain. So we've got lots of great study on omega-3 fatty acids related to the brain and neurological system, because we know, as we've talked about, that the primary fat that the brain concentrates is DHA. It has massive amounts of it, and as you talked about, a lot of that has to do with the ability of DHA to create these electron impulses and electrically charge the neurons in the brain so they can actually function. So it makes perfect sense, and we know they're very concentrated in the retina of the eye, as you alluded to, also a place where electron transport and electrical charges need to happen in order for us to be able to see. So in a recent, this study came out today, just earlier this week. This is hot off the press, and the study says fish oil can help prevent Alzheimer's and also give you a bigger brain. So this study talks about the fact that they followed women, 1,111 women who are part of the Women's Health Initiative Memory Study. 8 years later, when the women were around age 78, MRI scans were taken to measure their brain volume, how big their brain were. The women with higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids had larger total brain volumes 8 years later. Those with twice as high levels of fatty acids, so about 7.5% versus 3.4%, had almost a 1% larger brain volume, which is basically equal to 2 inches of size of the size of your brain at age 78. And what they also found was a lot of that larger brain bulk was in the hippocampus, which is the area of the brain that is primarily responsible for memory. And in Alzheimer's disease, the hippocampus is the area that tends to shrink, and it starts shrinking even before the symptoms of Alzheimer's occur. So we've seen other research like this. Exercise improves the size of your brain. People who exercise as they get older have larger brains. We've seen data on vitamin B12 and vitamin B6 and possibly folic acid and a few other B vitamins, that people who have high levels of those tend to have higher brain volumes as they get older. And now we're seeing the same data with omega-3 fatty acids. So how could something that we've been eating for more than 3 million years, is an integral part of every single cell in our body and is absolutely required for cellular health, if you don't get enough EPA or DHA, your cell will die. So it is an essential fatty acid that must be taken in from the diet. It seems to benefit the brain in incredibly powerful ways and the eye, and we're seeing so much data that supports it. How could something that's good for all of those reasons in every cell be selectively bad for the prostate? Now, I'm not saying that the data that came out of the study should be totally swept under the rug, but the paranoia and the idea that every single person needs to throw out their bottle of fish oil because of this one observational study that wasn't even looking for outcomes related to fish oil, I think is an extreme measure for people to go, and touches on this idea of salacious media and basically trying to drum up news stories based on the fact that most people take fish oils. It's the same thing with the multivitamin studies that come out, which we can talk about some other time. So I know, Stuart, I just went on a rampage, but
that was fantastic.
Where do you want to chime in?
Your patients and the people that listen to your show and come to the clinic there are lucky, because you know the average person can't make sense of this. They can't make sense of this. I mean, I was also reliving this exact conversation around the meta-analyses, where when you have metabolically challenged people on 6 to 9 different cardiac care drugs and you give them 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA, that we don't see a statistically significant reduction in death. And then that gets translated into fish oil doesn't hold the promise that it made.
Right, right. And so you look at this idea basically where we're saying the flaws were people were managed on 7 to 9 cardiac medications. They were aggressively managed with medications. Perhaps the medications were mitigating much of the risk that fish oil alone may have done if they hadn't been on those medications. The other interesting thing about that study that was great, you know, I mean, yes, you can sort of talk about that, but even people who had major cardiac arrhythmias and irregularities with their heartbeat, even the moderate doses of fish oil significantly helped that. And that was really good outcomes data, because there's a lot of people, atrial fibrillation is a major concern, and irregular heartbeats and cardiac arrhythmias are a major concern, particularly as people get older, and fish oil seems to have a lot to offer. So even this study that said fish oil didn't live up to the promises we thought it would with heart health, and there was many other flaws to that study as well, there were some really significant benefits that were worth looking at that were never mentioned in any of the news stories. Never mentioned.
It's a very interesting point. I was at a conference recently where, and I'm just going to paraphrase because this was pretty tricky, they were talking about the way that DHA helps to work with these ion channels and with this electrical current. And so the sum total was that their working theory is it's almost like when you have a ton of omega-3 in your system and you're going to have this heart attack, that you don't quite skip a beat in the same aggressive way. Think of how fascinating that is, to help the body modulate that kind of almost like that self-attack, because, you know, mm-hmm. we're still figuring out all those mechanisms that you would respond, and that goes hand in hand with how EPA in the body, in your tissues, as you get your immune system challenged, you basically antagonize the largely pro-inflammatory arachidonic acid, which you do need,
mm-hmm.
but you want to resolve the situation efficiently.
Right.
And what we're finding is delaying the resolution of for your life may be problematic.
Right.
And that is something, unfortunately, doctor, that I don't think that they can design a study well enough to tease all that out.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. There's so many different factors. But at the end of the day, the point of this show is to help people think critically, think logically. Now, when we come back from the break, there's even new research that just came out this week about fish oil supplements specifically. And I want to talk about that, and I want to give Stewart's company Nordic Naturals some props because they are actually directly mentioned in this news story about fish oil, and I want to talk about why and what the story shows. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be picking up this conversation with Stewart about fish oil supplementation. We're actually going to be moving in now to more of the specific recommendations behind if you're going to take a supplement, how should you take it, what should you take down to doses and brand. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension Extraordinary Enzymes. New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope it's been an educational show for you. We've been talking with Stewart Tomp, who has been leading the research and education department at Nordic Naturals for the last 10 years, and he's a very well-respected industry leader in the topic of omega-3 fatty acids. In this segment, I've told you guys I was going to transition into some brand new research, some brand new data that came out. This was a new story that posted that actually just yesterday or a couple days ago, where basically it was research carried out by an independent testing company that analyzed 30 of the top-selling fish oil supplements to measure for the actual amounts of omega-3 fatty acids that are in the supplement. So basically testing to see if what the label says on there is actually in there. The test showed that at least a dozen products contain DHA levels, one of the most important ingredients that's listed in a fish oil supplement, were on average 14% less than what was listed on the package. In addition, it found that 6 of the 30 products contain levels of general omega-3s that were on average 30% less than what's stated on their labels. So basically showing that when you pull these supplements off the shelf and you look at, does the label say what's in it, is actually in it, the answer is oftentimes no. And with fish oil, that can become important because a lot of the really good research on fish oil, the stuff that clinicians like myself and leading researchers really, really look at and use as guidelines, actually call for very specific amounts and very specific milligram dosing of these omega-3 subtypes, these EPA and DHA ingredients. So really interesting. Now, I think it's a really great point. So when we talk about supplementation, we're going to also talk about what else they found. So they also found that there were a few companies out of the 30 that polled whose supplements ranked very highly and where their what was in the supplement met or exceeded the label claims. And one of those companies, it was only one of basically two companies mentioned in the whole entire article, was Nordic Naturals, who Stuart is an educator for, who's been a sponsor of our show for a long time and who I've always talked about, has been a leader in fish oil supplementation in the world for the last 25 years, as long as they've been in business. Now, the other good news that this study did find is that the levels of mercury in all 30 were all very, very low. And that was a problem with the fish oil study that a company did like two or three years ago. They pulled, and not only was there not enough in there, but some of the fish oils that they pulled, they were toxic. They had levels of mercury and other toxins in them that exceeded what we would consider to be the safe limit. So that's at least nice to know. And it found that the companies found that several of the products it tested compared favorably to Lovaza, which is the prescription fish oil made by GlaxoSmithKline that can cost hundreds of dollars for a one-month supply. So some of these supplements are really, really good, and you've got to stick with the good brand. Nordic Naturals is a great one. So, Stuart, I know you love everything about your company. You know, they really do a great job from the start to the finish. You know, they do safe fishing practices. They're eco-sensitive. They, you know, have always led the standard and led the charge in creating the highest quality fish oils. Why don't you chime in here in the last couple minutes?
Well, there is some real truth to that that I think gets missed because we're talking about science all the time, and then sometimes we're talking about marketing. From boat to bottle, that has nothing to do with the science or marketing. That has to do with quality control.
Right.
That is a separate conversation. And then internally, we have our research division that, you know, is led by Dr. Carrie Marshall, who is a colleague of yours. And we had a study we recently did that she orchestrated to compare – say the Pro Omega to the Lovaza form, the structure, just to see if there was a difference in bioavailability. We found that the Pro Omega was 43% more bioavailable. So I get a kick when those studies say that the fish oil supplements from Nordic Naturals are comparable. I'll go so far as to say they're probably better in the sense that they're more bioavailable. We know that we have 50 times lower levels of PCBs and dioxins than the industry average. I'm thrilled that everyone's doing a better job removing the pollution. That's great. However, re-esterifying it, the technology necessary to maximize bioavailability, utilization, absorption, and then, of course, taste. The lower the levels of oxidation, the greater the compliance. We're going to get better benefit. We're going to correct the omega-3 deficiency. We're going to help more people take a meaningful dose. So I can say with candor and with confidence that I can't point to any other fish oil supplement from boat to bottle that controls the process and produces a higher quality product.
Yeah. Nordic Naturals definitely does a good job. And as we were talking about on the break, it's the brand I've always used in my clinical practice, and it is typically the one that I do recommend. They've always led the standards for purity and for potency, and both of those issues are really important. If you have good potency but you don't have purity, you can do more harm with the fish oil than good potentially. So really important to make sure it's a good brand. Stuart, we are out of time. I really appreciate you being on the show today. I think we covered a lot of great information. I hope everybody out there learned a lot and really has a better perspective on, you know, some of the research that's come out in the last year about fish oil and what it means to look at using omega-3s as a constructive part of staying healthy and being well. So thank you, Stuart. Appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, everybody. We'll be back next Sunday from 10 to 11, so tune in then. This is Dr. Kevin Passero tuning out and wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.